Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
Yeah.
You know, buddy, I'm going to tell you right now, I was not looking forward to coming back to work. And when I say that, I want everyone listening, I love you all so dearly. All right? We have the greatest job in the world. But even the greatest job in the world, you can have those times where you're like, you know, no, of course, I did just spend a beautiful week with my beautiful wife traveling around the Great Lake of Michigan. And
You just want to be a mountain man, huh?
You do. You know, you do all that. There's a couple days I didn't bathe, and it just felt good to be grimy and just feel like a young man again, like a young, virile mountain man.
Hey, anybody listening right now, you should see Brock's hair right now. My God, dude.
I told you. I'm going for Jeremiah Johnson.
You got some. It's down to your shoulders. Yep. How does your hair grow that fast?
I don't know. Maybe my diet? Maybe my diet of Diet Mountain Dew. Is there something in Diet Mountain? Is there biotin in Diet Mountain?
It must be, man. It must have a hair growing, something in there.
But yeah, it felt good to get out there. And so yesterday I did not want to come back. But this last hour, we've been sharing some laughs. It's been good talking to the listeners again. Mm-hmm. So I feel good. I feel refreshed. This is what I wanted to feel when I came back in. So I appreciate it, buddy. I do.
Did you get a new mic muff? Because I've been coughing on that thing.
Oh, dude, no,
week.
I threw that one out. It's gone. It is not here. I do have a different one. So yeah, after you hocking your hot breath all over.
For a whole week.
Yeah. So, anyway. So yeah, feels good to be back. And now we're going to feel even better because it's time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump, pump it out. According to a new study out of China. Flushing a toilet or urinal can put a bunch of coronavirus particles in the air. If you're at home, not a big deal. If you're really careful, just shut the lid. But when you're in a public restroom, be extra careful and definitely wear a mask. This came from Forbes.
What are they saying? Don't flush?
What they're saying is have your mask. And if there's no lid, just I'd turn your back and flush or I don't know. But the big thing is
next time I'm in a public bathroom, dude, I'm going to flush that thing and run like it's a bomb.
Ah!
People are like, oh, my God, what's wrong? Is there something wrong?
No, he's just trying not to get the corona, you know?
You know, to be fair, though, before the coronavirus pandemic, we all knew that flushing toilets just sent garbage into the air. They've done that where they've tested your toothbrush if it's close to the toilet. And it's like, it's just covered. It's covered in dookie, folks. It's insane. Yep. So, yeah.
You've been brushing with Colgate and particles that you don't know about.
Forever.
That's for sure. Your whole life.
Yeah. Yeah, so now it's adding to it. So we're just all filthy creatures. And
do the old flush and run, man. Just get out of there.
The old flush and run. I think we need to do a PSA for the flush and run.
You know, like you're leaning towards the door and you get that full extension. Three, two, one.
You know what? I just got a brilliant, you know, just like our false cooler top, you know, we get a flushy, like extender stick, like a telescoping toilet flusher, so you can get away. Okay, all right. It's got a little mirror on it, so you don't have to face the toilet. All right, little rear view mirror on this thing, and it telescopes out, and you can flush that toilet, and then your back's to it, and you're already a safe distance away.
There you go,
$1 million.
Or we just make toilets, with a timer.
Yeah.
Set the timer and run.
Speaking of it, because we've tried that, and I don't know about you, but every time I got to use a toilet with an automatic, it flushes 9 times when I'm on it. I'm like, I have not moved.
Right.
I don't know if there's a ghost in here messing with me and just playing with the sensor, but now my
scares
ass
the hell out of you
my
too.
Ass is wet. Yeah, it scares you. It's so stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, though.
Still on it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And also, too, I like to enjoy my work after I'm done. I'm just saying, don't get rid of it before I can see what I did. Lastly, Anheuser-Busch developed a non-alcoholic dog brew that quickly sold out. The brew is made of vegetables, herbs, spices, water, and pork broth, and it is designed to provide dogs with a nutritious snack that also helps their digestive. It was such a hit, there's people waiting. There's a waiting list for more of this dog beer. So.
You didn't have a beer with your dog after a hard day of work. It's pretty cool.
So you can no longer be a lonely alcoholic. Now you can have a man's best friend with you while you sit there and depressed drink. It's great.
I mean, dogs can drink regular beer, right? Come on.
I'm sure there's probably a few breeds out there that don't mind a lager or two, but I honestly don't know if it's good or bad for them.
You're not supposed to feed your dog what? Chocolate? That's bad for dogs. Mm-hmm. There's some other things you're not supposed to feed. I've never heard beer, though.
Yeah.
They were like, don't do it. It'll kill them.
You probably don't want them getting blind drunk. Maybe just a taste.
Yeah. My dog likes Jack on the rocks.
On the rocks. He likes it neat. He's just one of those. A nice Glenlivet neat. 15-year Glenlivet neat. Yeah. That's how he does it. And he smokes a cigar. And he's in his little smoking jacket.
He's a true gentleman.
Right next to the fireplace. Fantastic. Hey,
great golfer.
Nice guy. Great 401k plan he's got. I don't know. That's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.